Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Old school intro, none of the riffraff, none of the dribbling through the legs with the sound bites, just the musical theme song. That's all we ever needed, all that extra production, just get rid of it. All right, Notorious.
So,
Jay.
This is apropos.
What?
This is apropos that you played Duran Duran because, you know, they got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this Saturday.
I did not know that. Juran.
Every group that we liked, Eurythmics, Duran Duran, Lionel Richie, Judas Priest, I'm not a fan of that. All these groups, I'm like, I was there from the beginning to the end. I'm fucking old.
Still, though, really good one. And, of course, it is your theme song. I think it's a good one. I still don't think it's as good, however, as my favorite Duran Duran song, this one right here.
That's the best one. That's the best
Fuck
one.
Fuck yeah. Hungry Like the Wolf. I would argue this is an 80s banger, but...
Oh, Mike, it's not even debatable. It is.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you should hear the abuse... The outright abuse I take on my radio show from my listeners in Wisconsin claiming I wouldn't know a banger if it walked up to me and smacked me on the forehead. Three Stooges style.
Well,
total banger. Heavy 2-4 backbeat. Iconic song. Great melody. It's, you know, dependent on its period, though. It's an 80s banger, but it's still a banger.
It's not even debatable. That is a banger.
Okay.
Well,
you know what? Hey, I'll roll it out next Monday, and we'll see what the percentage is.
Oh, God. If anybody says no, I would tell them don't listen to the show anymore.
Tell them to go drive into a tree, basically?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what else didn't get as warm a reception as I thought it would? And I asked you this on the text line. I'm like, is Van Halen's Dancing in the Streets a banger?
No. Now,
what?
As I replied.
Come on, listen. Depends. Listen to this right here.
No.
Right, sorry, I'm getting carried away here.
No. I'll Wait by Van Halen is a certified banger, and that's not even up for discussion. That might be the best Van Halen song ever.
Okay. Better than Panama? Yes.
Better than I'll Wait by Van Halen is their best song ever to me. Now, okay. then again, you get between Van Halen and Van Hagar, which, that's it. This is it.
By the way, I'm looking at a video on YouTube of some really hot model. Who the hell is this? This model. I got to send you the link here.
Okay.
Jay, this is not an official Van Halen agreed upon video. Somebody did a mashup here. Who is this woman? Holy cow. Okay, this is this song is kind of slow to be.
Oh, wow. I don't know who she is, but I'd like to have
a
drink with her.
Views.
This is the best Van Halen song ever.
Not too slow to be a banger in your mind?
It's a banger. All I needed is a Camaro, a jean jacket, and some Marlboro Reds. And it's 1983.
You didn't smoke, did you, in high school?
No, I never smoked. No.
Newports, right?
Racist as shit! Okay, come here. Can I tell you? Wait a minute. Okay, what? So there's a woman at work who sits a couple, cubicles down from me. Very nice.
Yeah.
And I saw her go out to smoke, and she had Newports, and I go, I'm guessing her husband's black. I was right.
Wow.
Boom.
So she's white, but.
Yes, but the Newports gave it away.
That cool menthol flavor. So great. All right. Can you look at that and see who this model is?
I don't know. No, I'm looking. I don't know who she is, but I'd like to have a cup of coffee with her.
It looks like a young Rebecca Romaine.
Before she got Stamos.
Before she got Stamos, indeed. All right. Yesterday we had on Church, and we talked Kirk Cousins. You came spitting fire on the text exchange with me about Kirk being a total fraud.
He is Joe Flacco without the Super Bowl victory. because Joe Flacco would not. No, that's not true. He had one game against Pittsburgh where he led a winning drive of 40 yards, and all of Baltimore spooged on himself. But if the game is on television, you know that Kirk Cousins
folds
nut up. He sucks so I can't even.
So what? Well, okay.
Adjective.
All right. Let me try to unpack why there's such venom in your voice. Is he worse than Ryan Tannehill?
I'll take Tannehill. I've seen Tannehill in a playoff game have some success.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins has never had any success.
Bullshit. He beat the Saints in New Orleans with a late touchdown that might have been offensive pass interference.
I was going to say, the push-off? Yeah.
Okay. I mean, look, he's middle of the pack, overachieving.
Kirk, that's right. I forgot. Wait a minute. You don't take the Kirk Kane. Kirk Cain.
Why is the Kirk vitriol so concentrated amongst black guys?
He's God squatter.
I think it's more than that. I sense a racial animus in the tone of your hatred for him. Are racist, but everyone at times has some racial animus. I sense it, Jay.
I didn't like Robert Griffin III.
Okay.
That
doesn't exonerate you from having future racial animus towards a guy who's white. Kirk is too white for your liking.
No, because I had no dog in that fight between Robert and him. He just is a God squatter. He's corny. He is the white Russell Wilson with less the talent. He's corny. I just don't like him because he's corny.
Corny,
not good.
Religious. Humble, family man, all the things that a lot of the culture hates these days.
The same reason I don't like Dabo, God squatter. I don't need that in my sports. I don't need Jesus in my sports. I'm sorry.
Oh man, Jesus can do everything for you, Jay. You know that. Who can do you like Jesus? Nobody. Who's got your back like Jesus? Nobody.
If you would have seen me before games when we pray And I just go, God, can we just get this? Because God didn't care if we won or lost. I just thought, I would roll my eyes and, oh, my, I just hate that. Let's get in for the prayer. We got to do this now. Yeah.
Did you ever see the Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David at the club declines to pray for this fellow club member's wife?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. This is one of the all-timers if you haven't heard this one.
Hey. Hey. Hi, Hal. How's your dad?
You know.
Or his dad, not his wife.
Came to get his lucky rabbit foot he keeps in his locker. He got hole in one with this, so.
Really? Maybe I should start playing with a rabbit's foot, huh?
You never know.
Well, give him my best.
Yeah. Oh, why don't you pray for him, huh?
Yeah. Hey, that's me.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Pray. I'll feel like an idiot. I can't. Well, I don't even know where to begin. How do you even do it? Do you get on your knees? Do you put your hands together?
Just say, God, please make Saul Berman live. That's it.
I can't do that.
Do you know that prayer to Jews has been integral since, you know, getting out of Egypt, right?
I would submit it's as big a waste of time as watching the Kardashians.
I don't understand. This is why you join a club, so that you can be together with other members in a time of need.
No, I joined for the golf. You know what? I'm enjoying pickleball, too.
What if your prayer were the thing that saved him?
Wait a second. Are you praying?
Of course I'm praying.
So let me put myself in God's shoes for a second.
Okay.
Oh, there's the sun. Oh, the sun's praying. Yeah, I need more than that. I need more than that. Larry David. Oh, okay. I'll save him.
How do you know prayers don't work?
Because I'm bald.
Wow, that's a good one right there. There you go.
I just religion in my sports, I don't like it.
Okay.
Which saying I'm not religious, I just don't like it mixing with my sports.
All right. How do you feel about patriotism and the anthem in your sports?
I'd rather not say.
That'd be a no. You would as soon not play the anthem. Did you see where America, John Cougar Mellencamp, from the Heartland,
popcorn.
Eating popcorn, sitting down during the anthem, knowing full well somebody was going to go, hey, isn't that Jack and Diane there flouting his nose at the anthem? What a dick.
I saw Dan Dockich, who, by the way, can I just give
fuck
some
that guy?
Dan Dockich, who's been living off Michael Jordan's one bad half of basketball for his entire fucking life.
Okay.
Yeah. Held him to 13. Jordan was in foul trouble for half the second half.
All right.
So fuck you. But Dan Dockage is calling John Cougar a fraud. He's 71. He can do what he wants.
Okay. He also went Hollywood too.
Yeah. Well. Whatever. I could care.
Dropped the Cougar. Didn't he just go John Mellencamp now?
First he was Johnny Cougar. Then he was
John Cougar Mellencamp. Now he's just John Mellencamp.
Yeah. By the way, banged out a lot of hot broads.
Is he still married to that long-haired, willowy blonde of his?
No, he – wait a minute. John Cougar, he was with a couple celebrities. Like Daryl – was it? No, not Daryl Hannah.
Mellencamp wife. Let's see. Elaine Irwin from 92 to 2011. That was the last one. Victoria Granucci was the gal from 81 to 89. She's the long blonde that I was thinking of. And he was married to Priscilla Esterline from 70 to 81. So he's three strikes and you're out on the old marriage game.
So maybe he had some girlfriends that were pretty famous and hot. Of course, I can't find that. But I always liked John Cougar, by the way.
Okay. He's had some bangers along the way. Yeah, I've been John Cougar positive over the years.
Yeah.
For the most part.
He was sitting down eating popcorn. Who cares?
Okay. On the racial relations.
Meg Ryan. Christy Brinkley. Wow. Good work by you.
Okay. On the racial relations front, Marcus Stokes, one of the best high school football players in the country, quarterback, had his Florida scholarship revoked after somebody found a video of him rapping in his car into his phone and using the N-word. Is this the appropriate punishment for a kid who just wanted to be cool with the culture? I'll hang up and listen off the air.
I would have stopped recruiting him as soon as I saw this. And why? The kid can't make good decisions. If he can't make it in life, he can't make it in the pocket. What dummy? You don't say it. I can't believe you don't have the Chris Rock, not Chris Rock, the Dave Chappelle, when you're white and you're allowed to say the N-word. One of the funniest bits ever.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, well, it's something like you can say it on December 31st at 11:57 after a black person has cut you off in line or something like it's very funny. So, but you just can't say it. You got to make better decisions, kid. I'm sorry you lost your scholarship, but you're completely nice.
What about another school that picks him up? Because he's going to have a hard time. He's got to die down. He's probably going to have to go to a JUCO for a year.
You can't. You got to be on, what's that show on Netflix? Last Chance U. He's going to be the next star of season 6 of Last Chance U.
What do you make, though, of the people that profit off of that word in the genre of music and are celebrated for it, and yet here's a white kid who just wants to be cool in the culture, making a mistake that he can't go through some program. I mean, he can't go through the Kyrie car wash to become a better human being, for God's sakes. He's a kid, for God's sakes, Jay.
They make this stuff called radio edits with no bad words in it. Listening to that, kid. I'm sorry. Okay.
Should rap stupidity. Albums come with a warning? Dear white people, do not say this word, which is on this album 493 different times.
The fact that they would have to put that on there, come on.
Do you know that one of the guys in my text thread talked about Tirico, and they were talking about how good he was, and it came up like, you know, being black. And I said, Tirico's not sure. And I dug up the old article about that.
Thank you. Which one? The one where he got an award from the black group, and he was like, I'd love to accept this, but I'm not black.
Okay. Well, he said the following in this article. He said, because his dad left him, his mom left him. He was sort of like raised by aunts
his
and uncles, he said. His grandparents.
Yeah.
He said that when he looks at photos of his mom and dad, they're not black.
Really, Dave?
That's what he says.
Well, you know what?
Why would he go out of his way to say that if he didn't genuinely believe it? Like, what game is he running? It'd be smarter for him to lean into it.
I guess he didn't want to think ill of his mother. Clearly.
Interesting.
You can look at Mike Tirico. There's a picture of him from like 1989.
And okay.
You know, You know what? I don't see a black man. I see the Italian stallion. Yeah.
Okay. What if he doesn't want to be like Stolen Valor? What if he's genuinely worried if he leaned into the whole black thing and then somebody looked up his background and like, bro, you ain't black.
I can't believe nobody's brought that up to him now. You're not black, Tirico. I mean, you're not white.
Okay.
He's
light-skinned, though. He's light-skinned, though, which makes him on the wrong side of the Auburn Alabama rivalry
not
amongst
true.
Your people.
Brian Gumbel's light skin, and Brian Gumbel is all the way black.
Okay, I think Brian Gumbel's more black than Tirico.
Brian Gumbel gets the worst rap ever. Brian Gumbel.
No, he doesn't. No, he gets the right rap. He's a prick. He's a country club white guy associating, golf loving, corny ass, you know, fella.
I'm going to disagree vehemently that Brian Gumbel is a G. And I'm a huge fan of Brian Gumbel. Yes, Brian Gumbel doesn't take any shit. He runs his own stuff. I love Brian Gumbel. He's always gotten a bad rap. Like Wayne Brady.
Tirico
got a bad rap.
Tirico's parents, Donald and Maria, were separated when he was about 4. He's since lost contact with his father's side of the family. He's an only child. Because of his dark skin and ethnic features, Tirico says most people assume he is black, but he's seen pictures of his father, his father's mother, and his father's sister, all of whom are white, said, quote, the only contact I had growing up was my mom's side of the family, and they're all as white as the refrigerator I'm standing in front of now.
Why the dad leave?
I don't fucking know.
Why the dad leave?
I don't know. I know this. Tirico's a great play-by-play man.
But you know what, Zabe? No. And the second reason I don't like him, he's kind of a sexual pariah. His three sexual what's what
the stalking incidents when he was at Syracuse or at ESPN? At ESPN,
not one, not two, but three. That's a little deviant behavior.
Yep, he's moved past it, man. Look, overlook all that because he's great calling games. That's what I want.
Wait
you
a
to
minute.
Do.
Overlook the sexual deviance and the not knowing what. All right.
Well, all right. Since you're so shocked at the overlooking of things, I want to talk about one Chris Brown. It floors me that Chris Brown has been fully accepted and rehabilitated in Hollywood circles where supposedly they are keenly attuned to Me Too. Bullshit.
I don't think he is. Chris Brown still gets.
Okay, here was the American Music Awards last night. Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child. Hotter than Beyonce?
No.
Okay. But still hot, though. You're like,
still
no.
Hot, yeah. That's like saying, better than Joe Montana?
Better than McDonald's? Better than McDonald's? Yeah, right. No, not better than Beyonce. All
right. The American Music Award goes to Chris Brown.
I hear cheers. Smattering a boo.
Not here tonight, so I'm accepting this award on his behalf. Excuse me. Chill out.
Whoa. When a black woman says excuse me with her finger up, whoa, look out.
Excuse me. Chill out. But I want to tell Chris, thank you so much for making great R&B music. And I want to tell him, thank you.
And for not killing Rihanna.
Performer.
Because you came close.
Bring it to you. I love you. Congratulations. And congratulations to all the nominees in this category.
So, how is it that the guy pummeled Rihanna into a horrific assault victim mugshot and is fully rehabilitated, getting awards still?
Behind the beehive, behind the Taylor Swiftians, the Chris Brown posse Zade is as strong as anything you will find.
Really?
Yes, those are the top three Twitter groups. There are women who will go to the ends of the earth to defend Chris Brown. You can't say anything.
Women.
Oh, my God, yes.
So how is it that the Me Too movement doesn't say that Me Too gets – I mean, they canceled Aziz Ansari because a chick said he had a bad date with her 3 years ago.
I can't explain it, but the Chris – I they're called something. But the Chris Brown posse is lethal. You can't say anything bad about Chris Brown.
Okay. Well, he's still getting awards. And when people don't like him, Kelly Rowland's standing up to go, excuse me. Excuse me. So there you go on that. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Did you see Vanderbilt's storming of the field after they beat Florida over the weekend?
I did not see that. I didn't see it, no.
So this is the funniest field storming ever. The smattering of fans at Vanderbilt who were actually at the game where they were massive underdogs. I bet Florida minus 14. You know why? Chris Felica, the Bear, had him as one of his picks. Now I'm like, I'm just going to bet with the Bear. He's pretty good. And he went 0-3 this past Saturday.
Oh, I'm looking at it. But by the way, isn't there a, don't you get fined in the SEC for storming the field?
Well,
maybe they knew better. Oh my God, that is sad.
So the fans are coming down onto the field, single file, orderly, yeah, one by one down a small flight of stairs, and the team of CSC event security guards in their yellow jackets are just standing there watching them walk through their line. So, technically, someone tweeted, I'm imagining the hilarious conversation the SEC officers are going to have deciding if they should fine Vanderbilt.
I don't think you shouldn't. You can't. No, wait a minute. As funny as that is, did you see the guy that got pummeled by stadium security at the UCLA-USC game?
I did, and that dude got taken out in a very satisfying way. I want every field intruder taken out that way.
Thank you. That's what I. And he'll sue and probably get some money.
Probably so. Probably so, the way things work, but that was beautiful. By the way, your Trojans outlasted Chip Smelly and his UCLA Bruins. In a very exciting game that I watched until the very end on Saturday night. Were you nervous at the end?
Fuck yeah, because Dorian Thompson, fucking
yes,
awesome. DTR.
DTR Robinson, but yeah, DTR. Where did he come from?
Las Vegas. He went to Bishop Gorman because he was recruited, you know, by USC, and that's when we had the worst fucking coach ever,
okay,
Clay Helton, and okay, didn't get any good. But Caleb Williams is the greatest USC quarterback I've ever seen. And I'm not – better than Matt Leinart.
Okay.
Better than Rodney Pete. The guy is fucking – he might be Mahomes-esque. He is incredible.
Here's what Caleb Williams said after the game. And I agree, he is incredible. He's dynamic to watch. But he said after the game, he goes, yeah, they were saying a lot of stuff during the week, meaning UCLA, but we blocked it out. And I went on Twitter – yeah, but did you?
No, of course they heard.
I'm like, you're saying they said a lot of stuff during the week, but we blocked it out.
We didn't hear it.
Yeah, I don't know. Something says you didn't block it out. It's one thing to say we heard it and we used it as motivation, but the whole we blocked it out. No, I think you heard it, actually. Pretty that's sure you did.
That's almost as funny as somebody going, like, the Patriots. They underestimated us. Did they? No, they didn't. I hate that. That's the one I hate. They overlooked us. No, they didn't. No.
Do you know that I have a couple buddies in terms of rivalries? Of course, USC-UCLA is a great rivalry because it's the only color-on-color game that college football produces every year, and it's gorgeous. The UCLA light blues with the gold helmets and USC and their – let me get the correct Pantone description of their red.
Cardinal.
It is cardinal? Okay.
Yes.
Cardinal in yellow? Cardinal in mustard?
They call it the yellow with cardinal and gold. Cardinal and gold.
Okay, cardinal and gold. Yes. But that neither team wears a road white version of their uniform, and it's so good looking.
And also, there's no question, the best cheerleaders going, the UCLA cheerleaders and the USC song girls.
They're good.
If you can find me something better than those two, I will like to hear it.
But was the game a sellout?
No, because the Rose Bowl, I believe, holds 90,000. It was 78.
Upon a time, with two ranked teams in this rivalry, a sellout would have been a lock. West Coast football, California football, has not recovered since the pandemic.
Ooh.
It really hasn't. The crowds, because California had some of the most draconian rules. And so the fans, and, you know, forever people said, well, if you lived out there in L.A., why would you go to a football game? There's so much else to do. And my answer was, yeah, you can do all that shit Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then again on Sunday. Wouldn't you want to go to a football game and get drunk and be with co-eds and watch sports in beautiful, glorious Southern California weather? Of course I would. Ding, ding, ding.
I heard somebody make that same point about Southern California football, and they were saying, like, in like Friday Night Lights, there's no such thing in California. Because on a Friday, nobody's thinking about going to a college game or a high school game. They're thinking about going, I don't know, to the beach or to a club or something like that. So yeah. I think you might be right about that.
Well, when it comes to rivalries, there's nothing quite like Yale-Harvard, in which the Bulldogs bested the Crimson 19-14 this past weekend. I've got a buddy, Big Mikey O'Neill, who has a joke, bought some Yale and Harvard gear, and he and a buddy wear it the week of the game and pretend like they're rivals.
Okay, that's funny. That's funny.
How good is that? It reminds me. Do you ever see The Simpsons where they play up the Yale-Harvard football rivalry? Monty Burns, honestly, who's a Yale man.
I don't know why Harvard even bothers to show up. They barely even won.
Their cheating was even more rampant than last year, sir.
Gets on his private rail car.
I say let Harvard have its football and academics. Yale will always be first in gentlemanly club life. Why, every friend I have, I made right here.
Hello, Burnsy. It's your old roomie, Dink.
He pulls the shade down. That's a classic one right there. All right. You still with me, Jay?
I'm still with you.
Okay,
no,
good.
I'm listening intently.
All right, very good. All right, let's finish here strong, and then we'll get to FTG. You saw where Calipari and Kentucky got run off the court.
Yes, they did.
By Gonzaga. Gonzaga shot 33% from three. Had 18 turnovers, didn't even play close to their A game, and they beat Kentucky by 16. Kentucky has now lost two games in November alone. And for all the, you know, it's just November crowd for college basketball, apparently the number of national champions the last decade have lost two in November. There's only been three of them, Louisville, North Carolina, and Kansas. So it can happen. But a lot of people are saying Coach Cal is done as a thing these days.
There is a ongoing battle that I have with AJ Francis' dad, who loves Calipari. And I go, how does this guy only have two national championships where you literally have 27 first-round picks right. in the NBA? That just, it's mind. It makes no sense. I've never thought he was a good coach. He's a, what's the word, a barker? Maybe
Carnival Barker?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, recruiting specialist, terrible in-game X and O guy.
Oh, God, awful, yes. Almost as bad as our boy Seth Greenberg. Ooh.
Ooh. Did I say that out loud? There you go.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Greenberg, I think, has shown himself. Also, yesterday, Charch pointed out that fact that anything with Mike Mayock's fingerprints on it for the Raiders is gone now. That he really, and none of those guys they cut were picked up anywhere else. That Mayock was probably just bad at it, and I loved Mayock on the air.
Mayock was a great guest, but I think he was just a Gruden yes man.
I guess so, or if he had real personnel control, boy, did he whiff on a lot of guys.
Terribly.
So when will Cal cease to become a thing, or is he always going to be formidable because of Kentucky and the ability to recruit?
He will always be a thing because he gets guys to the league. Now, my contention is, if they're that good, why do you need Calipari? I mean, gee, Anthony Davis, who didn't see he was that good? DeMarcus Cousins, really? He was going to slip to the second round? No. Yeah. I've never understood why everybody – like, I don't see why girls want to, you know, go to Connecticut. They can go anywhere else, but they – another barker, Gino, not that great of a coach.
All right. Too. Real quick, how do you feel about your Steelers who put up a fight against Cincinnati but ultimately lost? It looks like George Pickens is becoming that dog, even though he dropped a bad one.
He dropped one very late, but Kenny Pickens still sucks.
Okay, very good. But George Pickens, you're into. Pickett to Pickens.
I like him.
All right, very good.
And Najee Harris, by the way.
That touchdown was sick.
Trent Richardson 2.0, though.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
He had a sick touchdown, though, hurtling it
in. Yeah,
he
did.
All right, here we go. Stand by.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do you have, my friend?
Peter Burns from the SEC / ESPN network.
Dude, on the Ben Watson, that's not what my wife texted. Comment.
In the words of Will Smith, keep my wife's
name
out your
mouth.
Fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't make that joke, dude. No. Unless Ben Watson has been to your house and eaten a meal. That's the only time you can use that joke. I don't think he has, so Peter Burns,
okay.
Go fuck yourself. Can't do that.
All
I'm
right.
Sorry.
If they were at a dinner table joking around, would it be okay then or no?
No.
Okay,
no.
Still no.
No, I don't know. I don't think they're that close that you can make that joke.
If it was Takiyo Spikes who made that joke, black athlete to black athlete, would it be okay?
No.
Okay.
No.
If
no.
somebody else had started one of them first, a Yo Mama joke, can you respond with a Your Wife joke? I'll hang up and listen.
Are we
going to
go down there? No.
Okay. The answer is no. Okay.
Unless you've eaten a meal at my house and you've met my wife and she's okay with you, then you can make that joke, maybe.
By the way, Ben Watson's family is beautiful. Five beautiful kids, beautiful wife, very faithful man, written
wife,
two books, very intelligent.
The wife looks like Steph Curry's mom. That's the first thing. I was like, wow, she's... Sonia Curry-esque.
Has Sonia landed in somebody's lap yet? I know she was on the market there briefly. Love that gal.
She was dating a win for you guys. She was dating a white dude.
Oh, Tirico?
No, so no. Oh, God. There you go. Boom.
Boom.
Oh, roasted. You can't come back from that one. Can't come back from that one.
All right. So, Peter Burns, fuck that guy.
Really yes.
My FTG goes, and this is a day later where I've had time to absorb and rethink about it, maybe calm down a bit. It goes right to one Zach Wilson. Not just for the way he acted like, no, I didn't let anybody down, basically. I saw the highlight cut up of his shitty day with the 2 second half yards. He had two interceptions dropped and a third that was nearly intercepted. Like, two balls right in the hands. Devin McCourty had one basically in his belly. He's so bad, and he looks so entitled as a pretty boy white kid. He looks like the kind of guy who would go fucking his, you know, mom's friends just for sport, because he can. This guy is going to be punchable face, punchable everything. This guy is going to become one of the most spectacular busts this side of Johnny Manziel. And it's underway. So, to him, fuck that guy. Real quick, give me your Thanksgiving plans, my friend.
Going to the future ex Mrs. Cottrell's family and then going to my brother's house. So all it's right. A two for day. So
okay, very good. Well, enjoy the football. And we will talk to you after the holidays, my friend. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.